Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Saturday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, and my name is Mark Rector. During this season, we'll be reading passages of Scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Matthew 17, verses 1 through 13. And after I read the passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts on the passage. I'll be reading today's passage in the NIV, the New International Version. Today's devotion is titled, There Will Be Time. Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 13. This is the Transfiguration. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then, there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. Get up, he said. Don't be afraid. When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The disciples asked him, Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first? Jesus replied, To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. The focus of this passage is the Transfiguration and how Peter, James, and John experienced the glory of God in the presence of Jesus. We could also talk about the tent imagery here and how that connects with God coming to dwell with us in the person of Jesus. It would also be helpful to mention the healing of the boy possessed by the demon here later in Matthew 17. As a reminder of Jesus coming in the flesh to live among us, to heal our diseases and infirmities. There have been several moments in my life that I would love to go back and relive. I'd love to go back and relive the night when my high school football team beat Hoover for the first time in school history. I'd love to go back and relive a trip my family took to California when I was in 5th grade. I'd love to go back and relive my wedding day and the 3 days my kids were born. These days were some of the happiest and most joy-filled days of my life. When Dr. Mark Gentilette came to preach on keeping the Sabbath holy back in September, he reminded us that God sets apart one day for us to rest, worship, and honor Him. The fourth commandment isn't something we just do because God tells us to do it, although that's super important. As Jesus reminds us, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. From Mark chapter 2, verse 27. The Sabbath is for our good and for God's glory. Our God is the author of time and the ancient of days. Time is in no one but God's hands. So while we have times and seasons we might want to relive, we simply will not be able to. We cannot get time back, and yet we are called to make the best use of our time and enjoy the time God graciously gives us as the Sabbath commandment shows us. When Jesus is transfigured on the mountain in Matthew 17, Peter commits the error of trying to stop time in its tracks. Peter is right when he says, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. If there was ever a moment in time you wouldn't want to go away, it is beholding Jesus' glory in front of you as he is transfigured. Unfortunately for Peter, life and time marches forward, and he must come down the mountain. Coming down the mountain means there is work to do, ministry to perform, and family to take care of. You and I are just like Peter, seeking to stop time in its tracks and always having to come down the mountain. Corrie ten Boom, a Christian writer whose family helped in the resistance movements against the Nazis in the Netherlands, says, "Memories are the key not to the past, but to the future." As much as Peter basked in Christ's transfigured presence on the mountain, he, like you and I, will enjoy the Lord's presence forever when he returns. But until that day, we are called to rejoice in the time we have to serve and love God and others well. And let us rejoice in the hope we have through Christ, who humbled himself and became like us to give us ultimate joy this Christmas season. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of time. We thank you, Lord, that you work in and through time. Lord, that you reveal yourself in special and profound and even ordinary ways. We pray, Lord, that as we remember this Advent time, the coming of your Son, Lord, that it was indeed the perfect time for your Son Jesus to become incarnate, Lord, for us and for the sake of the world. We love you, Lord, and we ask this prayer in Christ's name. Amen.